There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Now, let's talk about coding. We don't talk about coding a great deal on this program. I had a friend out recently, and he is in IT. He's
one
an
friend.
IT consultant. Yes, and he was telling me, he was harking back to the days in the early 80s. He went and studied computing where nobody did it, and he designed a game, and he coded a game. And he showed me the game that he coded. It's quite amusing, because my son just went, and laugh because he's used to graphics on a PlayStation. But he was really proud of it, and proud of it for a reason. And he still uses that in his everyday working life, his coding ability. Okay, and that's what I want to talk about now, because not very many people, I suppose, or less people, are as enthused about coding as they might be. So we have a coding genius guru with us. Is that the right
one? I wouldn't go that far.
I'm trying to build you up here, Damien. Damien Hare is here. He is the man behind Coder Dojo, which is just a great idea. So you're offering free coding, free programming knowledge, essentially, to the masses. Why on earth would you want to do that for free?
Well, Coder Dojo, I must say, is a larger organisation set up in Ireland back in 2011. Now, I just checked before I came in, it's now in 75 different countries,
right.
And there's more than 1,600 dojos worldwide. So I just set up and was a champion, as they call it, of the dojo here in Dubai.
Right.
I have a background in coding. I studied computer science at university and have enjoyed it since I was quite young, and probably more importantly than that, I'm also a father of a 6.75-year-old. And you can't forget the 0.75. It's
sure,
very important at that
definitely.
Age. So I have a strong view that coding is an essential skill set for the youth coming through today, along with your reading, writing, arithmetic. I think coding, in the way that technology is taking over in so many areas in our life, is an essential skill set that we can start to impart upon the youth as young as 6 years old.
So, I mean, you've been coding since you were, what, 11, 12?
Yeah, about 12 years old, I think I started.
Yeah, and obviously times have changed massively then, not suggesting you're old, but saying 12 wasn't yesterday.
Mm-hmm. She's successfully managed to suggest that you're old.
But he's got a 6.75-year-old. So, you know, do the math. But I guess you were 12 and that was probably quite forward thinking at the time for you to be coding then, whereas now it's something that we see everywhere, whether it's in schools and even in toys. I'm reading there's lots of clever ways that companies are encouraging young people to code. Obviously you want there to be more, but it's a great start now.
Yeah, absolutely. And further that, we see software coming into more and more areas in our day-to-day lives, from our cars, obviously smartphones and so on. And coding is slowly becoming more and more into the standard curriculum in high schools, but I want to see it come into even in younger ages as well. I feel like it's not just the coding side of it, like writing programs and writing games like your friend. It's also the skills that it teaches you. So even if you don't actually become a professional coder or anything along those lines, the skills that teaches you in problem solving and the way you can analyze problems is something that can serve you throughout your entire life as well.
Which is an important point to make, I think, because if I hark back to when I was at school, which is a very, very long time ago, if you had anything to do with a computer, you got a kicking. Or you were not really accepted into the mainstream. It was very, very niche in those days. And it has now completely changed, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's cool
absolutely.
To be a geek now. This is, you know, with the greatest of respect, Damien.
Yeah, absolutely. Know? And I think now that something that else has changed, now that kids have got iPads like I have here today, the tools that enable the kids to learn are so much more advanced. We've got little robots that we bring into our Coder Dojo that the kids can program and run for obstacle courses. There's a lot of rich applications that they can now use to learn how to code at all different levels of difficulty. So the tools that they have now are far more advanced than what I had when I was simply copying out of a book and writing little games when I was 12 years old.
And you were saying you've a daughter that's 6.75.
Son,
6.75
that's
years
right.
old. What kind of things could your son be doing then? Because we're talking about coding, but if people aren't familiar with this, what kind of level, your son probably is an exception because he's got you as support, but at 6 years old, 7 years old, what kind of coding would you expect children to be seeing? What would be exciting them?
Yeah, well, there's a number of great applications out there. One of the most popular ones is one called Scratch. What that does is what's called block coding. So they're not actually writing the actual actual code with the functions and all the variables and so on. But they have blocks of code, and I've got it here in front of me, where they can drag and drop different elements and move characters around the screen. So what we find with the kids, particularly below, say, 8 years old, 10 years old, is that they like to make stories. So they'll draw the characters, they'll get the characters to do different activities, move them around the screen. But while they're doing that, we're also embedding the ideas of various programming ideas like functions, like loops, for statements and so on. And then if we can apply that from something that they see digitally on a screen into something they see with a robot or something that moves around, then the kids get really, really engaged with that. And once they graduate from there, we can get them into more complex coding challenges, and then eventually so they're actually writing the code themselves.
I can see how it would be attractive to lots of kids as well. And I suppose in some ways kids with special needs, perhaps on the spectrum in some way, could benefit from something like this. So this is something to really concentrate on, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And now with this, like I was saying, the ecosystem of apps that are out there, the kids can get a lot of, just on their computers, on their iPads, they can really delve deep as far as they want to, because they're really only limited by their imagination as to what they actually want to create with the applications that we use.
And what's so nice about this is it's not a boy-girl thing. It's just a thing that children enjoy doing, and that's a really positive step that, you know, in later life, if it's something you enjoy doing, there's a whole wide world of jobs and careers that this could lead on to.
Absolutely. And I would say 50% of the kids that we get coming along are girls as well, which is wonderful.
Yeah, definitely.
That's very impressive. So it is free. Coda Dojo. How do people can Google how to find out about that? Damien Hare is the Coda Dojo champion in the UAE. Probably the first one.
I think I am, yes.
Yeah, you are. Well, look, it's been really good to talk to you. We'll have to get you to come back in and join us once again. Coda Dojo is a global network of free computer programming clubs for young people. There you go. Something for the future. Mm. So, really good to see you, Damien. Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.